Today we're going to talk about some obstacles that get in the way of becoming close friends with Jesus. Stay right there. We're going to begin now. Hello there. Welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimak. Glad to have you with me here on Blog Talk Radio. I am back. I just got back from my trip to Monroeville outside of Pittsburgh. Had a great time there at North American Martyrs Parish. And it's always a pleasure to be able to speak about Jesus Christ and to be able to share his good news. I love doing it. I love meeting so many of you. But I'm a little bit drained because I did just literally get home a few hours ago. But we got a show to do. We got a good show today, too. We're going to look at some potential obstacles that we may encounter in becoming close friends with Jesus. And what I'm going to be doing is looking at my new book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps, and looking at some of these obstacles and giving you some brief answers. Now, I spent a whole chapter on each of these steps. This is one of the steps, overcoming the obstacles. And I'm just going to try to give you a brief overview. We'll also read the daily mass readings today on the program. I wanted to ask you a favor, if I could. It could be an economic situation. I'm not really sure what it is, but over the past few weeks, I've lost several monthly sponsors, and many people are kind enough to support this radio program. One of the reasons I'm able to do this free of charge, and I'm never going to charge for it, but one of the reasons I'm able to keep it on the air is the fact that so many of you have been kind enough to support me on a monthly basis. And I'm not going to go on and on about this, but I really want to ask for your help, because I know that you probably want to help. I mean, I understand that you listen to the show, you like what I do, you'd love to help, and you wouldn't want me to discontinue the show and not ask for your help. So I'm just going to ask you briefly that I've lost some monthly sponsors, and I'm really looking for about 10 individuals to help me out financially so I can keep this show going. And believe me, even with my full-time ministry, it's very difficult to go month to month. Much of the work that I do, the TV, the radio that I do, there's no income involved for that. That's all free of charge. And I'm not complaining, but I just want to let you know that I could really use some financial support so that I can continue this program and really to keep my full-time ministry going. It's challenging. But I know you might want to help. So what I would ask is, I'm looking for 10 people to give $10 a month. It works out to about 33 cents a day to become a monthly sponsor of Following the Truth, my apostolate. $10 a month. If you could do more, I can't tell you how much that would be appreciated. If you're able to do that, it would really help me out. And now's the time. I want to lead off the show with this to let you know it's serious business. I'm at a point now where I need it more than I needed it 2 or 3 years ago, because I'm depleting some of the reserve funds that I have, and I've been digging into those funds in order to keep my work going. It's getting pretty tight now. So if you're able to help me out, and really I'm asking for $10 a month, if you can't do it, please don't put yourself in any financial jeopardy. But if you can do it and you like the work that I do, all you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com. Go to the donate page, and you can become a monthly sponsor securely by PayPal. And, you know, the thing about it is, if you realize next month that it wasn't right for you, all you need to do is cancel your subscription. So you're not locked in for any period of time. You can make the commitment this month and then next month cancel it. But it would really help me if you're able to do that, so I have that regular source of monthly income for this program, because I want to be here. I really do. We got lots of good things that we can do, but I'm at the point now, and you know me, I don't like to talk about money. I don't like to ask for the help, but every time I do, I get some generous individuals who step up and say, no, we want to help. Don't think that somebody else is going to do it, because what happens is nobody does it. So you would really help me. And again, 10 people, $10 a month. If you can do more, that would cut down the number, and it would help me. So if you could do 20, if you could do 50, if you could do 100, whatever. Thank you in advance. And please, if you have any questions about donating, Let me know. Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address, and I'm not going to dwell on it, but I need to really let you know that there is a need for some help in this area. All right, and I thank you in advance. Now, by the way, full disclosure here, your donations are not tax deductible because I have not sought tax exempt status, but I'm just asking you to give if you like the program and if you'd like to keep me on the air. Please give, help me out, and you're going to get good programming. You're going to get continued talk about Jesus and his church on Blog Talk Radio, and please also keep my work in your prayers. I would really appreciate that. Okay, sorry to go on about that, but it's really important. Now, again, we got a good show today. We're going to talk about all kinds of good things. We're going to talk about friendship with Jesus. You know, boy, I'll tell you what, that is such often a mysterious concept or an overwhelming idea. Can I really be friends with Jesus? Is that possible? And again, the answer is absolutely yes, but we need to do some work in order to make that happen. We'll talk about that. We'll read the daily mass readings, and I'll reveal the beverage du jour. Well, you know what? Why don't I do that now? Here we go. All right, since you're never going to get this, I'll give you a hint. It's coffee. I know, you're going to think Mystic Monk coffee. Not today. Well, let me just tell you quickly. In the Philadelphia, New Jersey area, and I think they're starting to spread out a little bit more, we have a convenience store. It's called Wawa. It's a crazy name, W-A-W-A. It's an old Indian name. These stores have been around in the area for ages. Well, today, they are giving out free coffee. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Any size you want, totally free. So Eileen and I ran over there earlier, got our free coffees, and that is my beverage du jour. It's good. You know, I'm a big fan of Mystic Monk coffee, but this is free. You know what I'm saying? So we can't turn it down. Which, you know, by the way, I mentioned the donations. Another way, and I really do need the monthly sponsors. I don't want to downplay that. But another way to help me, in addition to that, or maybe if you can't swing the monthly donations, and I realize not everybody can do that, is to either purchase Mystic Monk Coffee from my website, followingthetruth.com. If you're a coffee fan, I think you would enjoy it. I know you'll enjoy it. Or else to use the link on my website every time you shop from Amazon. So if you're somebody who shops from Amazon anyway, and you would be able to do that, if you'd be able to do that, I would greatly appreciate that. You just go to followingthetruth.com, click on the Amazon link there, and then that takes you into Amazon. When you purchase that way and you use my link, I don't get to see anything you buy, so it's not like I'm snooping on your business. I don't get to see anything at all. I just know how much of a commission, and it's not a huge commission, but every little bit really helps me. So if you'd be kind enough to do that, I would greatly appreciate it. And again, thank you. It means a lot to me. Let's pray, okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. You are so good to us. We're very grateful for the opportunity to be able to talk about you, to join here together on Blog Talk Radio, to talk about your church, to talk about you, to talk about your Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Father, please help us. Help us to continue to walk through life, and one day we ask that you allow us to live with you in heaven. Father, we ask you to bless all of those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who might be struggling with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with addiction, those who are dealing with financial problems. Please help them all. Allow them to feel your peace and allow them to grow closer to you. Father, we ask that you help us with our own personal problems, whatever they may be, those things that maybe keep us up at night, cause us to worry. We ask you to help us with those because we know that you can help us tremendously. Father, I present to you this program. I want to just step aside, let you speak through me, and I ask you to do that. Please speak through me, and please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. Please help us to be more courageous. Help us to be bold when it comes to our faith. Help us to trust you and to be willing to speak about you and your church, even when we might be met with ridicule or opposition. Father, we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know what? I just love being able to pray with you. I love talking about the Lord. I love hanging out with you here on Blog Talk Radio. It is a real honor to be able to be with you on the program. And, you know, if there's any questions, anything that I can do for you, if you need any advice or like you need extra prayers, always feel free to email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. You know, sometimes this walk, when we try to walk with the Lord every day, it gets challenging. And we need to pray for one another. We need to build one another up when it gets tough. So always feel free to reach out if there's anything I can do for you. The only thing I ask is that you give me a little time. I might be traveling. I might be tied up with other projects. I always read my emails right away, especially if you're looking for prayer. I don't always answer immediately. I try to when I can, but that's not always the case. But don't ever hesitate to email me, even over the weekends, because I always do read my emails. I get them on my phone, so I'm definitely able to read them even over the weekends. Okay. By the way, if you're new to the program, welcome. We do this every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. The program's 30 minutes in length, and we talk about Jesus. We talk about His Catholic Church. We talk about how we can walk with Him more closely. And one of the big features on the show each day is we look at Scripture. We look at the written Word of God, and we let the Lord speak to us through the pages of the Bible. We read the daily Mass readings. Today is Thursday, April the 14th, and we're going to look at the readings for Thursday of the third week of Easter. The first reading is once again, as it will be throughout the Easter season, from the Acts of the Apostles. This is an awesome first reading. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. In fact, all of the readings throughout the Easter season are phenomenal. We've got the Acts of the Apostles going, so you could see what's happening in the early church. And then in the Gospel, we're reading through the Bread of Life discourse, the sixth chapter of John's Gospel. We're hearing about the Eucharist and Jesus being the bread of life. It's just an amazing, amazing time to look at the readings. The Easter season readings are incredible. The first reading, the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route. So he got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, that is, the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, go and join up with that chariot. Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, do you understand what you are reading? He replied, how can I, unless someone instructs me? So he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. This was the scripture passage that he was reading. Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who will tell you of his posterity? For his life is taken from the earth. Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, I beg you, about whom is the prophet saying this? About himself or about someone else? Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture passage, he proclaimed Jesus to him. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, there is water. What is to prevent my being baptized? Then he ordered the chariot to stop, and Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way rejoicing. Philip came to Azotus, and went about proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. I love the message in this first reading. There are so many good messages in here. Well, the very first thing that hits me is the fact that the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. This is a message from God, the angel of the Lord delivering this message to Philip, saying, get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route. Now, the message came from the Lord to Philip, who was a deacon. Philip was one of the deacons that we've been reading about. And what did Philip do? Philip responded. Philip responded to the message coming from the angel of the Lord, and he listened. The question I have for you is, are you, and for me too, are you willing to obey the Lord when he asks you to do something? A lot of times we get this prompting, which comes from the Holy Spirit. Quite often it does. We get a feeling that we should be doing something, and we disregard it. We think, I don't want to do that. It's too risky. I'm not comfortable doing it. This isn't for me. So many things enter into our minds, and we often say, no, I'm not going to do it. Can you imagine if we were able to say yes more? And that doesn't mean you follow every idea or prompting that you get in your mind, because they're not all coming from the Holy Spirit. But imagine if you discern, is this what I should do? Does this feeling persist? And that's one of the ways, I know sometimes we have to make a quick judgment. And here's the thing, so many times we get an idea and we just immediately put it out of our mind. I'm not going to do that. Well, maybe we could pray for the grace to really harness the gift of fortitude, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, so that we're more than willing to take a chance, and step out in faith. And sometimes you're going to get a big idea that you think, well, I feel the Lord's calling me to switch jobs. I feel the Lord's calling me to start a Bible study at my parish, or any number of different things. And those kinds of missions require some discernment. So you go on, you think about it, and the idea doesn't go away, but you still push it out of your mind. Let's pray for the grace to be able to respond when we feel that the Lord is calling us to do something, even if it's a little risky, even if it requires us to step out of my comfort zone, of our comfort zone. So what did Philip do? Philip got up and he followed the instructions that the angel gave him. And it just so happens that he runs into this Ethiopian eunuch. Well, there are no coincidences with the Lord. There's a reason that this encounter, and we've all seen this in our lives, we see these encounters, these supposed chance encounters, and all of a sudden we're right in the place where we need to be. So the eunuch is there. He's reading the prophet Isaiah, and he doesn't understand what he's reading. Now, this is proof that sometimes the Bible can be confusing. Anybody that tells you that the Bible is self-interpreting and you don't need help, this proves that that's not true. Doesn't mean you can't read the Bible, but you need some sort of a framework when you're reading the Bible. Knowing the teachings of the Catholic Church, having a copy of the Catechism is very, very helpful. And turns out, Philip's reading, or the Ethiopian is reading from the prophet Isaiah. He doesn't understand who he's reading about. Philip tells him that he is reading about Jesus. One of the cool things, and you probably have heard this statement, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. That was something that was written by St. Jerome, but what is not as well known, a lot of people know about that statement, but what is not as well known is the fact that that statement was written by St. Jerome in an introduction to the book of the prophet Isaiah. So it's a reminder to us, and sometimes we forget this, that even the Old Testament is about Jesus. The Old Testament is about the Savior who is coming, who is to come. The Old Testament foretells Jesus and his mission. So, yes, ignorance of Scripture, both the Old and New Testament, is essentially ignorance of Christ. Philip's able to help out. What he's doing, he's evangelizing. And what I find cool about this is the fact that he was a deacon. He was someone who was ordained. He's a member of the clergy, really, helping this Ethiopian to understand about Jesus. A reminder for us that if we expect to fully understand Christ and understand Scripture, we need to turn to the church for help. And I think that's an important thing for us to remember. And then he wants to be baptized, and boy, one thing after another, it's a really good story. Then Philip gets snatched away by the Lord, and he continued, the eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way rejoicing. Yeah, sure, because he just had this great encounter, he learned about Jesus, and Philip went on to another assignment. So the message, one of the messages that we can get from this is if we're open, the Lord's going to do great things with us. The Psalm 66, let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Bless our God, you peoples, loudly sound his praise. He has given life to our souls, and he has not let our feet slip. Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. When I appealed to him in words, praise was on the tip of my tongue. I've got to turn the page. Excuse me, I'm having some trouble turning the page. Oh man, this is bad timing. Sorry about that. Blessed be God who refused me not my prayers or his kindness. Just a reminder that when we call to the Lord, he's going to answer us. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Let's cry out to him with joy. Let's be joyful because we have the Lord right with us. The Gospel, John chapter 6, 44 through 51. Jesus said to the crowds, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. And I will raise him on the last day. It is written on the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen. I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. Jesus is our answer. If we're concerned about getting to heaven, Jesus is waiting for us, and he will draw us in. He will draw us in to a relationship with his Father. So this is an amazing thing for us to keep in mind. Turn to Jesus. He wants to help us. He really does. He wants to help us, and he wants us to experience peace. So that's a good point. Let's shift gears now and move into the second part of tonight's topic. Friendship with Jesus, breaking down the walls. And again, I mentioned this is an entire chapter in my new book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus. I'm just going to go over a couple of points because there are things that stop us from friendship with Christ. One of them is what I like to call the weirdness factor. And here's the thing, for most of us, at least at one time, it might not now, but it felt weird talking about Jesus as if he is real. Now, he is real, but if you try talking about Jesus to people who might not be close to him, they're going to look at you like you're nuts. A lot of times, what we are afraid to do is look strange. So, as a result, we clam up and we don't talk about Jesus. But yet, we somehow need to talk about Jesus. So, how do we deal with the weirdness factor? What I would say is this. If you get to know Jesus, get to know him better, start talking to him. Eventually, and this will be a progressive thing, you're going to get to the point where you are so in love with him and you're so close to him that you really don't care about what other people think. So let this one happen naturally. Start talking to Jesus, get to know him, and ask for help. And you're going to find that you will get to a point where you will, even though sometimes you'll hold back a little, you'll say, well, it's not really the right time, but you'll be more willing to talk about him. And you'll be less concerned with the fact that Jesus can be a source of division. He said he would be, and he really can be. But if we really love other people and the people in our lives, we want to help them. And if Jesus is the answer, why wouldn't we want to share him with others? Seeing is believing. The fact that Jesus is invisible for many people, that's an obstacle. It's a problem. It almost seems, doesn't it seem like you have an imaginary friend at times? And you think like, well, I guess I'm friends with him, but I really can't see him. How do we deal with that? Well, we know that electricity is real, but we can't see it. We know that air is real. And if you're not sure that air is real, just try going underwater or holding your breath, and you'll realize how much you need air, but you can't see air, but you accept that they're real. We don't have a problem with that, but we have a problem with Jesus. What do? Again, talk to him. Since he is real, and if you ask him to reveal himself to you, he's going to respond. Be receptive to his response, to the fact that he doesn't usually talk using conventional language. But over time, you are going to feel Jesus and his presence in life. But you got to talk to him every day. And trust me, I've gone through this. And Jesus now is very real to me. He always was real. But I didn't have the awareness of his presence. Stick with it and you're going to see a change. The fact that he doesn't talk in the traditional way. Right now you can hear me, you listen to me, you don't have a problem hearing me. You might not like what I say, but you can hear me. Jesus doesn't talk that way. Jesus speaks through scripture. Jesus speaks through other people. Jesus speaks in the silence of your heart. How do you deal with that? Well, you have to get used to it. You have to get used to the fact that he speaks differently. And the best thing you can do is to take the headphones out of your ears sometime. Not just yet. Wait till you're done listening to this program. But you have to be quiet and go to a quiet place and make some time for him. Early in the morning is a great time. Maybe late at night, if you could carve out some time during the day. But Jesus is most effectively heard when it's quiet. There's not enough time in the day, another potential obstacle. Again, you're going to have to make time. We always seem to be able to make time for things that are important to us. If a relationship with Jesus is important, we will find the time, and we're going to have to force ourselves. What's another potential problem? The fact that Jesus lived 2,000 years ago. He is a historical figure. He is a historical figure, but he's also alive today. How do we deal with that? Well, again, you know, I sound like I'm repeating myself, but it really is true. Remember the fact that in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible tells us that he hasn't changed. We know he's alive, so talk to him. Don't get hung up over the fact that he walked over the face of the earth 2,000 years ago. When you see the Eucharist, that's the real presence of Jesus, the same Jesus you read about in the Bible. Another possible problem is too much competition. We have a lot of competition with the world, and again, that unplugging thing is very important. You've got to make the effort to spend some time with him. Another potential problem is when, especially those of us who tend to be anxious, and you know me, that's one of my tendencies. It's something I've always struggled with. We tend to be focused on our own problems and our own needs. We let that get in the way of a personal relationship with Jesus. And I say in the book, the first step is to recognize it's a problem, and then to take a look, possibly at the order of prayers. Do you pray always for yourself first? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but if you always do that, you might have a tendency to put yourself first. And when you put yourself first and think about your problems, you're not necessarily going to think about how you can serve the Lord. My simple solution is to flip around the order of your prayers. Start praying for other people first. Start thanking the Lord first for the blessings he's given you. And start asking him, Lord, what can I do for you? And I think if you start doing that, and again, these steps are not rocket science, but they will bear fruit if you give them some time. Again, the book goes into more detail. I just wanted to give you just a brief overview of potential obstacles to having a close relationship with Jesus. I've got an obstacle now. I'm out of time. I want to thank you for listening. God willing, I'm going to be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. And we'll talk to you soon.